Hey everyone, happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
And welcome back to Dear Mama.
Mama. Welcome back, guys. Today is our Q&A day.
Right.
Thank you for your questions. We appreciate those who sent questions in. We do have some questions.
Right.
such as they are. But we promised we'd answer your questions, so we'll go ahead and get started. You want to go first, Bella? You want me?
Okay, well, my first question was, how did y'all get so close? And really, I feel like we've always been close because if you don't know us, because I mean, clearly some of y'all don't know us at all. And so my mom is like a real single mom. Like it's always been just me and her. So,
Just the two of us.
right. So I'm like, I feel like it's no other way. Like we had to be close. But I do know people who, have this have a similar situation, who are not close with their mother. So I would say, I don't know, I feel like it's because it was just us.
I agree with that answer. Because it was just the two of us when you were growing up. But I think, I encouraged you a lot to be open and honest with me when you were growing up. So I encourage you to talk to me. And I think that's what really made us close because you came to me to tell me everything.
Yeah, TMI for real sometimes.
Yeah, like even now in your adulthood, you still come to me with TMI.
Really?
You do. Some stuff, I'm like, really? Like, really? Like you want me to answer that? Like
I guess the
really?
answer is the first part. Because it was just us, and the fact that I'm so comfortable with talking to you or telling you stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I think that really made us close because, I was always here for you to come to me. I used to tell you come to me even if you're in trouble, because if I find out later, you're gonna be in even more trouble.
I know
So
my kids can't grasp that concept though. I'm like, how did she teach me that? 'Cause they don't get it.
yeah, so even like when you would get in trouble, you would come to me and be like, "Mommy, such and such and such and such." And while I would get mad at it, I still allowed that open communication and encouraged you to always be open and honest with me. Like I get mad at it, but you wouldn't be in as much trouble as if you would try to hide,
Right.
as you would have if you hid it and lied to me about it. That's one thing I'd like to encourage parents, especially parents, single parents. If you have kids, try to keep that line of communication open. Let them talk. The best advice I think I got as I was raising Bella was don't shut her up, because she was a talking little thing. And she was. Once you learned how to talk, it was on and popping. And, I used to be like, baby, mommy's tired, or can we talk about this later? Not right now, baby. And one of my really good friends' mom, Mama Sylvia, told me, don't stop her from talking. Let her talk. Even if you have to just go, and not really be listening, just let her talk. Because as she gets older, she's going to want to be able to come to you and talk to you. If you shut her up now, she's not going to do that. And so I let you talk.
That is good advice, though.
Yeah, I let you talk. And so you always came to me to talk. Like, remember, I don't know if you remember, maybe you do. Like, when it was really just the two of us, we would eat dinner together. We'd have the TV on for noise in the background, but we would sit at the table and talk.
Yeah.
And so we've always just been open and had that open communication with each other. And so parents, let your kids talk.
Right. So all what right. was your next question yeah, or your first question?
What are your real jobs? Okay, first let me ask, what's a real job?
Right, and that's so nosy. Like, what?
I want to know what a real job is. Like, isn't parenting a real job?
Yes, right now, for sure, isn't, for sure.
Isn't being a business owner a real job?
Well, I go first and tell them my business. That's clearly what they want to know.
Okay.
So, my, I guess, real job. my 9-to-5, I guess.
And there's silence on the airway.
Right. My 9-to-5, I work in human resources. I'm a business owner times two, and then I guess times three, because my children's business is my business. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And so I guess by real job, they mean 9-to-5? Is that what a real job is?
I guess.
Okay. Well, my 9-to-5 is also human resources. I am a human resources trainer. Oh, God bless you. I'm a trainer. Like, I teach in corporate America. And I, too, am a business owner. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 businesses. So, yeah, I'm a photographer. I have another business that I'm launching on 9/11. I am a freelance writer and a party planner. Legit.
Okay, so that's what we do. Right.
Real jobs, all of them.
Okay, so my next one was, what's the age difference, I guess, between us? And you want to tell them how old you are?
Yeah, I was a baby. I was 19. So there are 19 years between us. Actually, I gave birth to her 10 days after my 19th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we are 19 years and 10 days apart.
Okay.
Which really, too, might be why we're so close, because we kind of grew up together, sort of.
Well, that was part of my first one, so I guess I could go ahead. And it wasn't really a question. She said, y'all seem like friends. That must be nice, ? So I'm like, I don't know if seem like friends is supposed to be negative. I don't know. And maybe it's because we are close in age. But I have always, like, been respectful or whatever. Like, that's always been my mama. we didn't really get cool enough to be like homegirls until I was grown.
grown, y'all. And we still not like homegirls.
Right.
Like, I'm still her mother. But yeah, I would say, I mean, in my mind, you're like one of my best friends.
Yeah, same.
Because we have that relationship. We talk about anything, and we y'all, the way we act on here is how we act in real life.
Yeah.
Like, this is us, basically. So if we appear to be like best friends, it's because we really are, but I'm still her mama.
Right.
So yeah, my next question is, what's your favorite thing about each other? So what's my favorite thing about Bella? I'll go first. My favorite thing about you is, I don't know, I have so many favorites. Like, you're fearless. Like, you're not afraid to try anything. Absolutely, positively love that about you, and I'm not sure where you got that from.
Really?
Yeah, because fear freezes me. Like, when I'm scared to try something, like, I freeze up and I just don't go for it. And you know, nothing beats fear but a try,
right?
A lot of time, I mean, I know that, and still I freeze up, but you get an idea, and whether you're scared or not.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah. You're pouncing on it. And so the fact that you're so fearless, that's one of my favorite things. You're a great mom. That's another one of my favorite things about you. Like, the way you love on your boys. I absolutely love how you love on your boys. And you make sure that they, and this is one thing that I just absolutely love about you. You make sure that they are straight before you do anything for yourself.
That's because that's what I was taught. Like, that's what you always did.
That is what I always did. But to see you actually doing it, like, I know I don't have to worry about anything for those boys. And you know that I'm always here to help you when you need it. But they are always good. And, you know, their dad is a big part of that too. But you make sure that those boys have everything that they need and most of the things that they want, and they are straight before you do anything for yourself. So that's another one of the favorite things. Like, you're a really great mom. And I could go on. I could list other favorites. But because you funny as all heck.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
I do not think I'm funny at all.
You may not try to be funny, but you are hilarious. And I meant just that. You funny as all hell. Like, for real. You are funny. You don't try to be. It's just like your facial expressions and the things you just say so nonchalantly. You funny. You funny. You so funny.
Really?
Yeah, you real funny. Everybody laughs at you. Everybody just, like, last night.
But I think it's because I be serious. And I'm like, do they think it's a joke that I'm serious? Or like
last night when we called you about that cursing thing.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it and laughing about it. And guys, just for the record, like, something happened. And it was, like, really, really funny to me and my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece. And they were like, I bet Bella can do it. Call her and see. And that was why we called you. Because they wanted you to imitate the thing that was so funny, because they just knew that you would do it. And when you did it, everybody fell out.
That was funny.
It was hilarious.
But so, that's sweet. Like, especially for your mom to tell you you're a good mom. Like, I really teared up for a second. But so my first favorite thing, I guess, is tied to that because I feel like you're like the best mom ever.
Aww.
And so one of my favorite things is that you're resilient. Like you had the opportunity to leave me with your parents, like most young adults do when they have kids. And you were like, nah. And you took care of your responsibilities by yourself and created a kid like me. Like, girl.
You are pretty dope. Thank you. I did it. Yeah, you are pretty dope. Thank you,
And so
baby.
your
Thank you so
resilience,
much.
like I'm just like seriously, even people I look up to on TV or, celebrities that we feel like we relate to or whatever the case, I feel like there's nobody like stronger than my mama.
Aww.
So, yeah, that. And I'm like, you're like flawless. We already told him your age, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. I'm
Yeah.
51, if y'all don't know.
Right. So I'm like, at your age, like you look like somebody my age. It's people with my age that look like they could be your mom.
What? That's a problem.
And so one of my favorite things is that you be slaying. Like you naturally beautiful anyway, but you be slaying for your age. Like
Oh.
you just lit, girl.
Hey.
I'm for real though.
Because I'm a savage. Classy, bougie,
Hey,
ratchet.
hey.
Oh.
You gonna get that fine to
I know. Sorry, Megan. I was just
somebody.
singing. We
Right. We don't do not own the rights to this music.
to the lyrics or nothing.
Right. Okay,
Oh,
what was
that's
your last
sweet.
question?
My last question is, do you have any more kids? Well, Bella is my one and only natural birthed baby. She is my only one. But y'all, I got so many godchildren. Jesus. Those are my babies too. So shout out to all my godchildren. Cambrelle, Akeya, Sydney, Sage, Kayla, Taryn.
That's definitely a lot of guide you.
Oh yeah, so Candera, forgot about Candera.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, shout out to all my godchildren. But Bella is my one and only. I wanted more. And I always said that if I got married by 40, I would have more kids, and I never married. So Bella is my one and only baby.
Yep.
You have any more questions?
Mm-mm.
You don't have any more? Well, that's all that I have. Thank you guys for sending us those questions. It was good to let y'all peek into our lives real
Right.
quick.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening and
Thank you for listening, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate your
submitting your
questions.
questions. So we'll see you guys back here next Monday.
Oh, and happy Labor Day.
Oh yeah, happy Labor Day. How we forget Labor Day? Happy Labor Day. And we will see you guys here next week. Bye.
Bye.